The pilots of a commuter jet that crashed last year in Lexington, Kentucky, thought they were doing everything right. 49 people died when the Comair regional jet crashed last August. Today, the National Transportation Safety Board released many of the facts it has collected during its investigation of the accident. As NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, a key piece of evidence is the transcript of the plane's cockpit voice recorder.
Comair Flight 5191 took off on the wrong runway. The regional jet was supposed to use a 7,000-foot runway. Instead, it used one half that long. Ben Berman is a former chief of major investigations at the National Transportation Safety Board. For him, the question is why.
And now with the release of the voice recorder transcript, there are some hints about maybe what was going on or what the state of mind of the pilots might have been.
Everything in the conversation between pilot Jeffrey Clay and co-pilot James Pulhenky seemed routine. The captain said, "All set," as he and the first officer completed their checklist. Then the captain said, "All yours, Jim," as he turned the controls over to the first officer. Seconds later, the co-pilot noted it was, quote, "weird that the airstrip had no lights." The captain responded, "Yeah." Again, Ben Berman.
It's clear that the pilots had no conception at all that they were on the wrong runway. And there weren't any exclamations of surprise or anything until just a few seconds before impact.
The last word on the transcript is the captain saying, "Whoa," followed by the sound of the crash. The captain, flight attendant, and all 47 passengers died. Only the first officer survived, but with severe injuries. Peter Garrison is a contributing editor for Flying Magazine. He says the transcript reveals something else. The crew used procedures that should have prevented the mistake they made.
There was a runway check as part of their checklist. They went through it and seemingly didn't notice that the answer was the wrong answer.
The plane was cleared to depart on runway 22, but it was on the much shorter runway 26. One possible factor, says Peter Garrison, is that the pilots chatted about their jobs, wives, children, and dogs as they ran their regular checklists. Garrison says one lesson pilots can take from this is that it's important to screen out all conversations that are not directly related to flight safety. That's what pilots call a sterile cockpit.
Even though it feels kind of unnaturally rigid and robotic to avoid all kinds of irrelevant conversation, it's probably not a bad idea to do so.
The National Transportation Safety Board hasn't yet drawn its own conclusions about the cause of this accident, but former NTSB investigator Ben Berman has his own theory.
The cause of this thing lies in human nature. People make mistakes all the time in cockpits and out of cockpits in every field of endeavor. And in the cockpit, there are so many layers of correction and self-correction that usually these types of errors are caught.
In other situations, when pilots have lined up on the wrong runway, alarms have gone off or someone has noticed it, one of the pilots or an air traffic controller. The question of why that didn't happen in this case will be left to the NTSB's final report, which is expected later this year. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.